From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pressure is mounting on the regional government of Spain's Catalonia region not to declare independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is set to address his parliament later Tuesday. France and Germany Monday expressed support for continued Spanish unity.
Nosotros estamos preparados para
Spain's Deputy Prime Minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santa Maria, said Madrid is ready to act if independence is declared. Xavier García Albiol, President of the People's Party of Catalonia, expressed his own concerns Monday. He said the only thing that can be hoped for is for Puigdemont to publicly renounce the process of rupture, splitting Catalonia from Spain. And there was this warning from the president of the Institute of Economic Studies in Madrid, José Luis Feito.
The main consequences of this push, of these illegal actions on behalf of independence, will be mainly felt on the economy of Catalonia. There will be a redistribution of wealth, of public revenues, out of Catalonia into the rest of Spain.
Several Catalonia-based companies have announced plans to relocate their head offices to Madrid. An overwhelming percentage of those who voted in the region's independence referendum October 1st voted yes. The Spanish government declared the vote illegal. Kenyan police fired tear gas and warning shots as hundreds demanded changes to the National Electoral Board. Protesters, including opposition parliamentarian Gladys Wanga, accused it of declaring President Uhuru Kenyatta winner despite widespread irregularities.
We shall not take police brutality lying down, and we shall not retreat. Neither shall we surrender until Chiloba and his cohorts go.
The Supreme Court ruled the August 8 ballot illegal. A new election is scheduled October 26. This is VOA News.